This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Hello and welcome back to Ask Ready or Not. I am Loz and I'm here to answer your questions about how to make work work. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, but today we are not here to talk about candlelit dinner or extravagant gifts. Let's be real. Romance after kids looks slightly different. We are going to talk about love languages, what they mean, and how you can strengthen your relationships, whether it's with your partner, your kids, or quite honestly, yourself, in small, practical ways that fit into your life. Spoiler, there are no grand gestures required. What is your love language? Let's start with the basics. So Dr. Gary Chapman's concept of the five love languages, words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, which is mine, quality time and physical touch, is all about understanding how people receive and give love. But how does this apply to a full house of laundry, lunchboxes, and looming deadlines? Here is a stat to chew on. 66% of people who know their partner's love language report feeling happier in their relationship, according to a study by eHarmony. So knowing what your partner's and your own love language is isn't just for fun. It's not just like a bit of a fun personality quiz. It's actually a tool for connection. Words of affirmation. This could be as simple as texting your partner, "You've got this," before a big meeting, or telling your kids, "I am so proud of you," when they try something new. Oh, adorable. Acts of service. Look, for many mums, this is the MVP. Nothing, and I repeat, nothing says I love you like unloading the dishwasher without being asked. Receiving gifts. This does not mean splurging. This is my love language, and I think sometimes when I say it, people are a bit stumped, or maybe they're not. But for me, a gift is actually a handwritten card. Like, I do not care about a materialistic piece of clothing or item for the house. I really care about deep words written on a page that I can reflect on. For me, that is far more meaningful. So for you, maybe this could mean your partner picking up your favorite snack at the supermarket. Or again, it could be something like me and getting your partner to encourage your kids to make a DIY card for you for Valentine's Day. All of those little things I think are really sweet and they do not cost a fortune. Quality time. I mean, again, since becoming a mom, this has been a big one. So 10 uninterrupted minutes, no phone, no distractions, no kids, no partner, just yourself going for a nice little walk. Perhaps you take a little glass of wine and a nice tumbler with you while you're going, chat to a girlfriend, whatever that might look like. 10 minutes can go a long way. And physical touch. For some, a hug or holding hands can make all the difference in a day that feels really overwhelming. So my action for you is spend 5 minutes identifying your love language and your family members. Once you know, you can start making tiny changes to show love in ways that resonate. Well, the reason why we're releasing this a week before Valentine's Day is I strongly encourage you to have the conversation this week, because I do not want people in a situation where they get to Valentine's Day and there's all these social posts, "I love you so much," blah, 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 and you are exhausted. Your partner's maybe come home, forgot about it, and you're sitting there feeling really undervalued and underappreciated. If you have the conversation now, it does not have to cost money, and you don't have to be spending thousands of dollars at a restaurant. You can if you want, but they know what you're after. Like, a sticky note could be fine, you know, just a little sticky note in the morning from your partner saying, "Love you so much, have a great day." Perfect. Quick wins for showing love. Let's talk about quick practical ways to show love without adding more to your already full plate. Just touched on it. Sticky notes with a twist. Leave little notes for your partner on the fridge or your kids' lunchboxes. It's simple, but it's super sweet. Mini moments matter. If quality time is the goal, aim for short, focused interactions. For your kids, that could mean sitting down for a quick Lego build or reading one extra bedtime story. For your partner, it could be sharing a cup of tea or wine before bed, or chocolate, whatever you want to call it. Acts of service with impact. If your partner's love language is acts of service, think about small things that you can do without extra stress. And vice versa. If your love language is acts of service, make it known. Your partner can't read your mind. Provide a list of inspiration for things that they could do on Valentine's Day to make you feel appreciated. Perhaps this is folding the laundry, A++. Perhaps this is setting the coffee maker the night before. Maybe it is doing the kids' lunchboxes in the morning instead of you doing it on the reg. Whatever it is, your partner can't read your mind. Give them some inspiration. Let them choose. Gifts with meaning. If your kids love receiving gifts, try a coupon book of experiences. I think this is very sweet. I've done this before and it's worked really well. I mean, Sienna kind of forgot about it, but I'm like, oh, look, you know, this is what we're doing this week and this is from, you know, your special day for your birthday or whatever it might be. Valentine's Day, you can do it as well. So maybe it's an extra 15 minutes of screen time. They'd all love that. Or perhaps it's like a movie night of their choice and you both sit down and have popcorn together. Very sweet. Fun fact, studies show that people remember small acts of kindness more than grand gestures. So these little things, they're actually big deals. Balancing expectations. Let's talk about managing Valentine's Day or any other day that's meant to be special without piling on the pressure. Drop the perfectionism. Remember, you do not need to curate an Instagram-worthy Valentine's Day. A little effort can go a long way. If you're feeling overwhelmed, simplify. Communicate expectations. Sit down with your partner and talk about what you both want. Maybe this year it's ordering takeout instead of a big night. Totally fine. Prioritize self-love. Here's the kicker. Valentine's Day doesn't have to be about everybody else. Show yourself some love. Whether you are buying yourself a treat, whether you are scheduling 30 minutes of downtime, or maybe you're just saying no to something that's draining you. All forms of self-love. Here is a data check for you. In a 2021 survey, 58% of parents admitted that they felt guilty about not doing enough for Valentine's Day. So let's try to flip that script. It is okay to do less and focus on what truly matters to you and your family. As a quick recap, these are three actionable steps that you can take off the back of today's episode. Number one, learn the love languages. A bit naff, but it's actually quite fun. Know yours, know theirs, know your kids. It's the foundation of everything. Small moments matter. Sticky note, a hug or a prepped coffee. These things count more than you think. Set realistic expectations. Valentine's Day doesn't have to be picture perfect. It is about connection, not perfection. And I would also say, if you have young children, now is a great time to set that precedent of how you expect them to be treated on Valentine's Day. So perhaps you think for your son and daughter, maybe it's you give a little gift to your son and your partner, if they're male, gives a little gift to your daughter or vice versa. I mean, gender norms, whatever. It doesn't have to be the men giving and the women receiving. It could be whatever you want. As a nice little example, I asked my husband 2 years ago when my daughter was two, if he could please think of a nice little gift for Sienna for Valentine's Day. I left it completely up to him. In the morning, he had cut out a love heart and written in a card how much he adores her. She couldn't read it, but it obviously made me cry. I thought it was the most beautiful thing I've ever read. It'd be nice if you wrote something like that for me, but you got to take the wins when you get them. And I put it in her little box of memento stuff that I have kept since she was born. I think that's really sweet and it sets the tone for what she can expect when she gets older. Remember, working mums are experts at making the most of their time, and that is exactly what love languages are about, making the small things count. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Ask Ready or Not. If you've loved today's episode, share it with a friend or drop me a message with your thoughts. I'm very well aware that Valentine's Day is absolutely a hallmark moment, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be using it as an opportunity to say to that person in your life or your friend or whoever that may be, maybe it's your kids, I love you. Things can change so instantly, and yes, it is a money-making day, but it's also the perfect opportunity to look at those people around you and let them know how much you care about them. I would love to know how you're showing love in your busy, beautiful life. But until then, see you next time.